This episode originally aired as a YouTube video. Welcome to Relationship RX Podcast, your prescription for all relationship pain points. I'm your host, Dr. Laura Dabney, and I use my 20 years experience as a psychiatrist to give you actionable tips and strategies you can implement today to create the relationships you deserve. Dr. Laura Dabney, talking with you about how to live a stress-free life and relationship is our topic. And for this video, I want to talk to you about relationship stress definitions. So what I define as relationship stress, and particularly hidden stress. Because, you know, people come to me and they're stressed. A lot of us are stressed. And what is the origin of that stress? Could be the kids, could be work, but you're taking it out on your spouse or your partner. Then it looks like it's a partner or relationship problem. How to find the origin? Where is the stress? Typically, it's hidden in there somewhere. So how do I find that when I'm working with a patient? Let's talk about that. What I look for are problems and resolutions. Okay. So in that vein, there are three categories I particularly hone in on. So one is the no resolution problem. I look to see if a relationship has any hidden problems with no resolution. This is typically what you think of with a relationship problem where they're bickering all the time. But if you look closely, they're fighting all the time about the same thing. They may change a few details, but it's like they don't realize they're fighting about the same thing, or they haven't used that as a clue that a resolution needs to be found. So an example of that is maybe a partner is getting irritated that the other partner isn't helping with the dishes every night. Maybe another partner is getting frustrated every weekend about what to do with the kids. You know, disagree on where they should sleep or what time or what babysitter to get. Okay, so those are continuous problems with no resolution. The problem with there is that continuous stress of the argument and the pre-stress, right? The stress that comes up before, okay, so we're gonna have dinner here at home again. I know he's not gonna help me. I know we're gonna have a fight about it. That stress, okay? All right, then there's the false resolution problem. This is another type of problem where his partner gave a sense that he resolved a problem, or you think you resolved a problem with your partner, and then it falls apart for some reason. So maybe one of you agreed to consider a new destination for your next vacation, but then forgot or doesn't remember that. Right? So that falls apart for some reason. And then lastly, there's the unspoken resolution problem. Now this is tricky because these people look like they have a good relationship because they never argue. We never argue. We never have any anger. Well, that's very unlikely. And most of the time that just means there's problems that no one's talking about, right? So it's nothing, no resolution going on. It's just unspoken. The resolution really is I'm going to grit my teeth and stick through it. He's having his brother over again this weekend. Walking on eggshells, the chronic stress, right? That's the stress in that relationship, the chronic feeling there that's never resolved, it's unspoken. We're just going to push through it, ignore it. Right. The problem with all these stressors, as if you've been following me, you know, is that when there's no resolution to something, that means it's underground and it's going to blow at some point in an inappropriate place, time, manner. So those are the chronic relationship stressors, stress or hidden stress that I see in relationships. So for all my patients, I give them a template to finally, completely, fully resolve these problems. And the template goes like this. I want to talk to you about X. It's my belief that Y is happening, which causes me to feel Z. I need to work with you to find a resolution for this problem. Okay, one more time. I want to talk to you about X. It's my belief that Y is happening, which causes me to feel Z. Therefore, I would like to work with you to come up with a resolution for this problem. Let's go through each one. The no resolution problem. I'd like to talk to you about the dishes. It's my belief that I have to ask you every night to help me, which is causing me to be irritated. Therefore, I'd like to work with you on a resolution to this problem. The false resolution problem. I want to talk to you about the chores. It's my understanding that we divided up the chores, but I believe you're not doing yours, which causes me to feel anxious. I therefore need to work with you to find a resolution to this problem. And lastly, the unspoken resolution problem. I need to talk to you about your brother coming over every weekend. It's my belief that I have not fully expressed my feelings about this, which is then causing me to feel stressed. Therefore, I need to work with you to find a solution for this problem. That gets you around all the problems with the resolution, right? I'm talking about these in the next few videos. That gets you around the punishment, the capitulating, the blow-ups. That template helps you get right to the meat of the resolution without all the distractions of the other stuff. Okay, so good luck with that. Of course, if you need any help at any time, give us a call, 757-340-8800.
Thank you for listening to the Relationship RX podcast. Join us next time for more action items to improve your relationships. For more information and help, please visit relationship-rx.com or call me at 757-340-8800. You can also find me on Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn under Laura Dabney, MD.